My story today is about a little black boy in Africa called Black Sugar. One day a missionary was on a jungle trail and he was surprised to see a small boy stumbling through the brush and crying. Stopping to lift him out, the little boy said to the missionary, "Don't let him get me, don't let him get me." "What do you mean, my boy?" said the missionary. The little boy said, "The slave trader. He stole me from my home and he wants to sell me, and maybe to some tribe that will kill me and eat me, and he's coming after me." The missionary listened for a moment, and soon he heard footsteps coming through the brush, and the heavy foots of somebody running along the trail hunting for the boy. The missionary lifted his heart to God and prayed. And then he said to the little boy as he took him in his arms, "No," he said, "I will not let him get you. I will look after you." Soon the brush parted and a tall, powerful native with an ugly club in his hand appeared. "Give me that boy," he shouted. The missionary tightened his arm about the boy as he answered, "No, he doesn't belong to you, and you can't have him." The angry slave trader raised his club and would have hit the missionary, but the missionary was calm and very calm, with no sign of fear, and he said, "You can't bother me. The Lord will look after me." And suddenly, the trader see that he wasn't going to get very far. He soon disappeared, and away he went. The little boy was happy. The missionary took him home with him to the mission station. He used to run errands for the missionary. That's why they called him Black Sugar. And one day the missionary said, "Do you remember when that slave trader was after you?" "Oh, yes," the little boy cried, trembling. "Do you know that somebody worse than that's after you?" "Who, who?" said the little boy. The missionary told him about Satan, how he went about with a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. But the boy said, you will save me from Satan." "Ah," the missionary says, "I can't save you from Satan. I could save you from that slave trader, but I can't save you from Satan. Another one can do that. The Lord Jesus, who died on the cross." He went on to tell him the story of salvation, and the little boy trusted the Savior to save him from the lion. Have you trusted the Savior yet? If not, why don't you do it today like Black Sugar and be saved before it's too late?